call our meeting on April 18th to order. All right, well, the first item is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any friendly amendments, concerns? See none, all those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, John.
Aye, Josh.
Minutes are approved. The next item under routine business is our loan portfolio, but it's a pretty small loan portfolio today, Rich. I see one loan. Is there a motion to approve the loans, and then we can go into discussion?
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it. All right, Rich. Town of Washington, or the town of Wayne today.
The town of Wayne in Washington County applied for a loan to purchase a dump truck, and that is the only loan on the agenda today. Pretty much a bread and butter deal.
Yeah. Any questions?
How's interest rates looking going forward?
Well, we reduced the rates on March 20th to 5%. And the market had, since we've done that, the market has come back up a little bit. And so, but we're still within the range that we're comfortable to leave rates are at the moment. We will be discussing that at the next investment committee meeting though.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions for Rich about the loans or the program in general? All right, see none. All those in favor of approving the one loan today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, John.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. There is no old business, and we have new business focused on two potential land transactions. So if there's no objections from the commissioners, I think it's best if we suspend the rules. So Tom can walk us through the first one, we can then vote on it, and then we can walk through the second one and then vote on it. Are there any objections from the commissioners?
No objection.
Great. Tom, I'm gonna turn it over to you to walk us through the first one, the easement in Round Lake.
So normally if we're bringing an easement to the board, we're bringing an agreement where we're either granting an easement or we're buying an easement. This is an easement relocation situation. So long ago, far away, BCPL owned some land in Sawyer County. And with some rather complicated deals that went down, BCPL obtained an easement to access two parcels that it retained in that area. And the person who lives south of the BCPL parcels wanted to relocate the easement road because she wanted to expand her house. And so this was a situation where she was asking to amend the easement agreement. But in this particular situation, both BCPL and the person whose property the easement crosses benefit. She gets to have her property in conformity with Sawyer County zoning, and BCPL actually got stronger protection on the easements servicing our parcels to the north. So it's a situation where we are in agreement to modify the easement, and we're not asking for any payment because of the fact that, like I said, both BCPL benefits and Ms. McIntosh benefits. So staff is in favor, and we're asking for board approval to do this.
John or Josh, any questions for Tom?
I guess I have one question. Are these lots, the BCPL lots, are they productive right now, or are these things that are looking to be switched to something else?
Now, these are lots that ultimately we would be looking at selling, John. They are not producing any stream of revenue right now. And that's another reason for doing this this easement amendment, because under the new amended easement, they would have not just access, but they would also have utility rights along that area as well. So someone that wants to build a lake home there would be able to access it and bring utilities in across that easement area.
So it increases the value of the land?
Exactly.
All right.
Josh, do you have any questions for Tom?
No questions for me.
Okay. So seeing that there's no other questions, if it works for the commissioners, I'm just going to move that we amend and reinstate the access easement with Susan McIntosh as written in our board packet.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All of those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, John.
Aye, Josh.
The easement, proposed easement has been approved. So then the next potential land transaction, again, we're just going to suspend the rules, and Tom, you can walk us through the land lease with Madeline Island Ferry Company.
Again, another unusual transaction. BCPL not only manages financial assets and trust lands for the benefit of beneficiaries, but we are also designated by statute to be the leasing agent for the state when it comes to lake beds and river beds. The DNR makes a regulatory finding because they have regulatory jurisdiction, and we act merely as the leasing agent. So in this particular situation, 25 years ago, DNR made a regulatory finding that the proposed physical changes were consistent with the public's interest in the navigable waters. BCPL did a lease at that time. 25 years are up, and they have come back and said we would like a new lease. DNR has again made that regulatory finding. What's a little bit different is that the ferry is now the waterfront owner, the riparian owner, because we can only lease to the waterfront or riparian owner, so we can lease directly to the ferry company, whereas years ago it appeared that the city was the riparian, and so there was a sublease involved. That's not the case this time. So we have limited leasing authority for purposes. We can only lease for navigation improvements, harbor improvements, or if a municipality is the riparian, we can lease for recreation purposes. Here it's a private entity, but it's clearly a navigation purpose because the ferry service provides a great navigation improvement for not just the citizens of the area, but anybody who wants to get out to Madeline Island. That is the access point. So staff is recommending approval of a new submerged land lease to the Madeline Island Ferry Line, Inc.
Thanks, Tom.
My pleasure.
John or Josh, any questions for Tom about this proposed land transaction?
None for me.
I'm good.
All right. Well, then I'm going to just continuing in the same vein, move to approve the proposed submerged land lease with Madeline Island Ferry Line Incorporated as outlined in our packet today. Is there a second?
I will second.
Great. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, John.
Aye, Josh.
The proposed submerged land lease is approved. So moving on along with our agenda today, going on to routine business and starting with Rich and his chief investment officer's report.
I have nothing today. I just wanted to make you aware that I will be providing my quarterly investment report at our next meeting on May 2nd. So if anybody has an area that they would like me to focus, please let me know as soon as you can. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Tom, Executive Secretary's report.
Three quick points. We received a loan application for a $1 million loan from the town of Sanborn up in Ashland County. And the amount of the loan, if granted, would push the town's total indebtedness close to their legal borrowing limit. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals issued an opinion late last year that certain properties owned by tribal members are exempt from property tax. And the purpose of this loan is to refund property taxes on properties that were determined to be exempt from the property tax. We still have some issues that we need to review before we'll bring the loan to the board for consideration. But we wanted to give you a heads up that this loan was now in processing. In the upcoming meetings, we expect another submerged land lease from the city of Ashland to be coming to the board for consideration. And we also expect a conservation easement to be coming to the board for consideration, where we would be encumbering some of our reserved mineral rights in an area that an entity would like to develop a mitigation bank. And so we would be joining in that conservation easement to the extent that we would be encumbering our mineral estate. So I'd also like to thank Micah, by the way, for getting that easement amendment to the finish line. It takes a lot of work sometimes for some of these obscure pieces to get done, and I appreciate everything he did to make that happen. So that's my report for today. Are there any questions that I can answer?
Nope, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. I'll be really brief for my board chair's report. We do have Earth Day coming up on Saturday. Unfortunately, we don't really have anything planned this year, but maybe that's something for next year, as we've tried to do things historically in the past, but it kind of creeps up on you pretty quickly. So I think that can be a good goal for next year. At our last board meeting, we did talk about, and thanks to the recommendation from the treasurer on recognizing Doug, I've did have conversations and something too that I think there's two things that are going on. One is accommodation from the governor, recognizing his service. So I think that is something that I'm working on, and it could kind of nicely parlay or could be instead of. And then also June is recognized as kind of La Follette month here in Wisconsin, because Doug is part of the La Follette family, and also his birthday is that month. And so we thought about maybe recognizing him during that month, and we can plant a tree. So I will keep you posted on all of this. It just kind of seems to go nicely with the BCPL, his work and legacy. Just something that we've been talking about, and we'll keep the board posted. I think the only other thing is that it is National Librarian Month, and as the oftentimes sole source of funding for public school libraries, we'll probably be doing some sort of social media around that at the end of the month, but just wanted to remind commissioners of that as well. But that is it on my report today. Any questions? All right. Any future agenda items? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, John.
Aye, Josh.
Wonderful. Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for a great meeting, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye. Bye.